This episode provides an overview of nearly two decades in the city's history. How would you describe this period in Philadelphia?
I think coming off of the very violent 1840s, which ends essentially with the consolidation of the city into a one massive unit of government, there's a real emphasis on finding solutions to things. There's an explosion of innovation that comes out of places like the Franklin Institute that helps to propel industry. And, you know, there's a tremendous transfer of research to capital. And that happens in this period. And that kind of explosion of possibility, I think, settles into almost every aspect of life in the city, including those who are looking to break barriers through economic and social justice.
And you tell those sort of social and economic stories here by focusing on a couple of individual people. Tell me a little bit about some of those people and what their stories tell us about Philadelphia's story.
A key element of this era in Philadelphia's history is the intimacy of the place. Things are happening in place. People are very close to each other. And so we chose to tell a story that happens actually in what is now Bella Vista, but was then the section called Moyamensing and had been its own separate government. The leader of Moyamensing, the political leader who sort of came to embody what we would see as a ward leader, a real local politician. His name was William McMullen. He carried tremendous power in that neighborhood as an Irish Catholic. He had proven himself on the streets as a protector. He had his hands in every element of political control in that neighborhood. Rising up in that very same neighborhood, literally across the street, next door, around the corner, was probably the most ambitious African-Americans in Philadelphia. Their children went to a school, a building of which is still there, called the Institute for Colored Youth. And one of them in particular rose as a tremendous advocate and a visionary leader named Octavius V. Cato.
And tell me a little bit about him.
Cato is really the elemental civil rights leader in America. He seizes opportunity to elevate his people. In those days, we're talking now late 1850s, 1860s, African Americans in Pennsylvania do not have the right to vote. So he sees that has to be changed. African Americans are not being led onto the streetcars by the new streetcar operators. He sees that has to change. In every aspect of life, he's thinking about how to enact political change.
So this period that's covered in this episode of the documentary series also includes the Civil War, another Philadelphia institution, the Union League. A lot of things sort of came to a head and changed in terms of civil rights and other things around the Civil War, yes.
The Civil War ushered in all kinds of possibility, just as innovation and industrialization had. So it opened up possibility. And if you were a man, you had a way into that fight. And everyone got their way in. Though Philadelphia was deeply split, for the most part, when it began, even Democrats joined up. William McMullen joined up. A woman could participate in different ways. And that's another story that we get into in the film. There was possibility opening up, and a lot of that possibility came through medicine, because Philadelphia was such an enormous center for medicine during the war, as well as for transport and production of goods and all of that. And so a young woman could see the possibility of being a nurse. And in the case of a character whose story we tell in the film, Anna Brumall, she can see the possibility of actually being a physician. And at 16, she tells her father she wants to be a physician, and she goes on to the Women's Medical College.
There were sort of two railroad stories happening at the same time in Philadelphia during this period. Can you tell me a little bit about them?
Well, I would say that, you know, the explosiveness of this period and the intimacy of it at the same time are themes that we portray. So the physical intimacy of Philadelphia, which we still exist with today, and the explosive nature of people's ideas and of possibilities. This was the era in which the railroad grabbed hold of the city and the nation, and the Pennsylvania Railroad became the railroad of the industrial heartland of America, and brought that wealth back to Philadelphia and enabled it to finally again, for the third or fourth time, reinvent itself after losing political capitals and financial capitals and things like that. The railroad connected to Philadelphia's manufacturing base and created a new kind of industrial city. At the very same time, with offices very nearby to each other is the Underground Railroad, which forms itself on the very model of the actual railroad. It's imagined. But the nomenclature of this emergent technology, it would be like using the nomenclature of the internet today to propel a social justice movement that frees slaves and pushes them into freedom, was extraordinary. And it happens, of course, that Philadelphia had some of the most important stops along the Underground Railroad and some of the most important pioneering workers, such as William Still, whose story we tell here.
And why do you think it's important for people to be able to look back and into Philadelphia's history? What can we learn from that?
Well, I think what you can learn from the history is how interesting, complicated, sometimes contradictory of a place this is. Many of us accept certain ideas about what Philadelphia is and what it's like and what it could be like. I don't expect that we're going to learn from history, but I do expect that we can learn that this is a place of extraordinary achievement at the same time that it's been a place of extraordinary hatred. And these contradictory things happen in interesting and complicated places. So that's what I would expect people to see. I also would expect people to say, with something like civil rights, I see that that fight has been going on for a very long time. We're not inventing anything new here. We have pioneering men and women who stepped forward to challenge the way things were. Some of them are in this episode and in this period. And really, today, we're still fighting those same fights. The people are different. The situations sometimes are a little bit different, but the effort to create equality for all people is still going on. And it began a very, very long time ago.
Nathaniel, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Nathaniel Popkin is the writer of the documentary series Philadelphia, The Great Experiment. The next episode airs Wednesday evening at 7:30 on 6ABC.